Well, that's very common. I've been thinking, yes.
You live here in a nice white, what is this, building?
House.
And you might say on this street there are about 100 of these.
Houses.
Eight.
I didn't count them.
Eight houses.
Well. Eight houses. The big red building behind the house.
A barn, usually.
And the place where they keep the corn, the corn is in the...
crib. Corn crib.
And the place where they keep the grain.
Bins, grain bins.
Granary,
which...
Well, granary, that'd be a building to itself.
Yeah, separate building. Mm-hmm. And the upper part of the barn is called...
Hayloft. Used to be that, well, it is yet today. Some of them use it, but not very many of them.
The hay...
Most of them pile the hay out in the field.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you didn't have enough room in the barn for the hay, you'd probably put it right outside the barn.
Well... They pile it out today. The hay is all baled. They don't put up loose hay anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's all baled, and they'll pile it out somewhere, sometimes, where it's where they can maybe toss it over the fence to the livestock. And then there's a lot of farmers, quite a lot of them, that use these balers that bale around bale, and they never bring it in from the field. Mm-hmm. They leave it right out there and turn the stock in the winter. And I've questioned two or three of them about that. I would think the cattle would destroy and leave a good portion of it, but they say they don't. They eat up pretty closely, and they never have to. They say they never have to rake it off in order to plow. But I've seen fields where I wouldn't want to plow it the way it's left. Maybe if the cattle get hungry enough, they'll eat it pretty closely.
Well, why don't you give him the word he wants? Stack.
Would you? Before they do it. Before they put it in bales, outside the barn they used to put it in a...
Oh, you used to build a stack, yeah, sack, several of them.
Just a stack, you'd call it.
Yeah.
And did you ever pile it up out in the field then, before they baled it? I mean, they just...
Not before baled it, no.
Rake it up, they, pile. Did you ever call it a hay cock or something?
Well, we used to do that. We used to cock it up years ago, but then was when we had to do all that by hand, pitch it on and everything, you know.
But they would call that a hay cock then? Or
yeah, hay cock.
Just a cock, hay cock.
Mm-hmm.
Hay cock.
Yes, I've helped do that. We'd rake it up and dump it with the, you know, with the horsepower rake, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we'd gather that into a round cock, just not too far apart, just so we didn't have to carry it too far. Leave it there sometimes for a few days, and then go out and load it up, haul it in.
The place where they keep the cows, the building?
Well, we call it the cow barn.
The place where they keep the hogs?
Well, hog house or hog shed. House is a closed building, mm-hmm. and the sheds are open usually, hog sheds.
And different kinds of farming. Some people farm for grain, others for milk. What do you call the milk?
Dairy farm.
And what do you call the area where you feed the stock?
Well, it'd be the barnyard or sometimes the feedlot.
Mm-hmm. Where would that wouldn't have no that would have no grass though. Would have no grass.
No, I should say not. And I ought to see one of them today.
People in Illinois don't agree on what a barnyard is. I'm having some trouble with this one.
Is that right?
Well,
the barnyard is
where you park your tractor.
It's referred to is that portion of the barnyard that well, the gates stand open to the road and no livestock allowed in there.
That's the barnyard?
That's the barnyard, yes. Anything else behind the barn would either be called a cattle pen or a hog pen, hog lot, and those things, see?
Mm-hmm. So if you want to park your tractor someplace where the stock wouldn't rub against it, you'd park it in the
barnyard.
In the barnyard. Yeah. There might be grass there.
Oh, yes, there could be. I've lived where they had nice barnyards that way, and I know of some today. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All grassed over.
And the place where cows and sheep graze out in the
pasture.